help me with something?
Sure.
I'm trying to print a file, but the printer won't work.
Push the green button on the printer.
Why?
To turn it on. It won't print unless it's on.
Oh, right. Silly me. Thank you.
Hey, Bob. My laptop crashed, and I can't get it to do anything. I type on the keyboard, and nothing happens.
Stick this here.
Why?
To restart the computer.
You sure? Okay, thanks.
Bob, I could use a hand with something.
What is it?
Somebody sent me an email, but I think it has a virus in it.
Don't open the attachment. Click on the no virus icon on the toolbar.
Why?
To clean the computer and stop the virus.
Thanks. Bob, can I ask you another question?
I'm sorry, but I can't get any work done with all these questions. Please, I have some very important stuff I need to finish right now.
Game over. Game over.
Very important stuff.
Game over. Game over.
How can I help you? Hey, Mr. Evans?
Yes?
You asked me to build a website for the company?
Oh, yes. How's it coming along?
Well, sir, I think I need some new technology.
What do you need?
A new scanner.
What's that?
It's a scanner, sir, but it's not nearly as good as this one. This one would give us much better photos.
Okay.
And a digital camera would be good.
What's that?
It's not a digital camera, sir. It won't take pictures as easily as this one.
Okay.
And also a new laptop. It's not as fast as this one.
I see. Anything else?
A new DVD drive. And I could also use a new joystick.
A joystick? Isn't that for computer games?
Well, I don't really need the joystick.
What's all this going to cost me?
What?
Well, actually, we could do without the DVD drive. And the laptop. And the camera. And the scanner.
Great.
Could you tell me some of the things you use the computer for?
I use my computer every day at work to make schedules. I do a lot of that at my job. Also to email friends and coworkers about things that need to get done for the day.
Would you say you're a computer addict?
Yes, I am a computer addict.
Okay. How about just overall time spent on the computer?
I think it kind of depends on what you're using the time for, because if you're doing, you know, research for projects and things like that, spend as much time as you like on the computer, you know, because it's easy and it's fast. So.
But how about games and surfing and chat?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably about the same as television. Too much of it just isn't a good idea. I mean, when you can get outside and enjoy the city.
Do you think children should be allowed to use the internet?
With guidance, I think they should be allowed to use the internet.
What do you see as the advantages of the internet?
Well, communication is certainly an advantage. With, like I said, with email, you can keep in touch with friends all over the country, practically free of charge. Also, the wealth of knowledge that you can pick up. You can ask the computer with your search engines any question at all and come up with thousands of answers. You have to choose the one you like.
And do you see some particular dangers for you even, but particularly for children?
I mean, at this point, I feel as though I'm, you know, like an adult, so I can kind of censor what I want to look at and things like that, but kids don't necessarily have that, and they're a little bit more curious, so I think that they definitely need that supervision.